I mean, it is and it isn't. You know, I think being in this business and doing what we do, there's a lot of outside bullshit that gets talked to you, you know, and we've done a pretty good job of kind of staying within our bubble. That's the survival of the band kind of thing, is to not really listen too much to the outsiders, if you will, you know, and, you know, kind of keeping your head down and doing what you love to do, and just remembering, like, the real reason that you do this, you know, as opposed to, like, all that, the hoopla that goes along with it. Definitely, that keeps you grounded kind of thing, and, I just don't, you know, I don't see the point in changing who you are because of, you know, whatever kind of recognition or things that are happening. It's not the point. You know, well, it's kind of cool. We were talking about this the other day, and it's like, I've been in a band for about 10 years now, and, you know, I joined the band, I was like 18, maybe 19, and so I learned a lot. Like, I grew up in this band, basically, you know, and everybody has their pitfalls, and when you're young, you think you know it all, and then, you know, and then you hit 20, you're 25, you go crazy, and you realize that you really didn't know shit at all. And then, and you're like, holy shit, I'm 25 and I don't know a fucking thing. And you can either embrace that or you can make it drive you nuts, you know? But, I think, having a really important, like, support system and being able to do this with, like, the greatest guys I've ever met, that helps a lot. Learn so much from these dudes. Just not even just as being a musician or you know, but to be like a person, like to be a better person. Like, I got really lucky. They're really good dudes. You know, I mean, that's what life's all about, is learning lessons, you know. So whether it be like, you know, a good experience or a bad experience, or learning what not to do, like, you know, you have to evolve. You know, you can't be the same person that you were at 13 and you are at like 23. You know, you just can't. And I think if you stay stagnant, and it's just like, you know, especially artistically, that's like, it's the death of any kind of creativity, stagnant. But yeah, you know, we're really, that's the thing. You know, they say you get older and wiser, but really, you don't get smart until you're like way into your 60s. No, yeah, I mean, well, you know, it's one of those things too. It's a fine line. I think it's human nature to be curious about why and what does this all mean? Like, why are we here? What are we doing? You know? And
hey, Brett.
At the same time, you can't let it overcome you. You know, I think. Because really, it's as simple as just, or at least for me, is like, you know, to make the world a different place. You know? I think the worst